If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. You can tell right away that I am not Steve Taylor. I happen to be a co-worker or a colleague of Attorney Taylor. I am the chaplain of the Alliance Legal Group and Christian Rights Ministries, and he is involved in court today. Being an attorney, sometimes he has court appointments that will take place over the hour where he's supposed to be here in the studio, and so he asked me to fill in today, and I'm honored to be able to do that. I have my associate and friend Colleen with us in the studio.
I'm glad we could still keep doing the show today.
And I enjoy listening to the broadcast, and it was nice to meet Colleen face to face and put the voice and the person together. So glad to be here. Now, we're not going to be talking today about bankruptcy. I am not a bankruptcy attorney. I am a chaplain. I am an ordained minister. I have degrees in theology. I have a bachelor's, master's, and doctor's degrees in theology. And I've been a pastor and a professor for a number of years. And since 2012, I've been on staff with the Alliance Legal Group and also Christian Rights Ministries. Now, Christian Rights Ministries is closely related to and is affiliated with the Alliance Legal Group. We have a specific purpose. I am the chaplain of both Christian Rights Ministries and the Alliance Legal Group, but Christian Rights Ministries has a specific focus, and we're going to talk about that today. And so I'm going to share some things about our ministry, a little bit about what I do, and then we will open up the phone lines to take calls. Our number is 488-5299 in the 757 area code. 488-5299, and Colleen will be happy to field your calls. Try to keep it to the matters pertaining to religious liberty, the state of our culture today, the importance as Christians of making sure we take a stand for righteousness in the midst of an increasingly hostile culture. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, and we want you to know, of course, as well, that Christian Rights Ministries is a religious organization, but it also has some legal muscle behind it, which means that if you find as a Christian that you are facing hostility in your workplace, discrimination because of your religious convictions, perhaps you're a school teacher, perhaps you work in city government, it doesn't really matter, but if you are experiencing violations of your First Amendment rights primarily, we can step in and help you, and we can do it pro bono, which is another way of saying free of charge. Now, the reason why we can do this is that although we are a small organization, we have the backing of the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is a network of over 2,000 attorneys all across the country, as well as the Liberty Council and Rutherford Institute, and we work with these nationwide organizations. And if we are not able to provide all the manpower to step up to help you, we can get all the help we need. We've had some very successful cases that we have litigated in the local area. We've been able to gain increased freedom of access for open-air evangelists, for their teachers in public schools, and for students on the Virginia campuses, especially the Virginia Public University system, where they are no longer restricted like they used to be. One of the things that campuses will do, especially we're talking about public campuses and secular campuses, is that they will have what they call a free speech zone, which basically means that You can share your religious faith, but you're limited to a tiny percentage of the acreage of the campus. And I'm talking tiny. I mean, that it can be small enough where you're in a
standing
in a corner somewhere and talking. Well, that violates the Constitution, okay? But schools will do that anyway, and we've had success in helping erase that, and not just us, but also Alliance Defending Freedom Nationwide has been able to do that. So anyway, you might be asking, I know Colleen wants to know.
I do want to know.
What does a chaplain do in a law firm? It seems like mixing oil and water. You know, they're all those classic lawyer jokes, you know, that people...
You've probably heard them all, right?
I have. I've heard them all. So it's like, why would a chaplain be in a law office? Well, lawyers need chaplains, don't they? That's not the reason why I'm doing it, but...
You have very serious work, like some of the things you just mentioned. You're fighting spiritual warfare, and so to me that makes sense to have a chaplain, somebody that the lawyers and clients and things can go to.
Yes. So when somebody asks me, what do you do? I say, I'm a chaplain. Oh, really? And they'll say, are you Navy or Army or something? Okay. Or are you a hospital chaplain or what are you doing? And I say, I'm a chaplain at a law firm. What? A chaplain at a law firm. And so then I explain that people come to our office and they don't come just with legal problems. And, you know, I was listening to the broadcast the other day and heard our friend Carter Budwell phone in, and he says the same thing, that people come into his office not just with legal problems, but with psychological problems, emotional, spiritual issues. And oftentimes that really accompanies people facing legal problems. I mean, they're chewed up, facing the potential of losing their home, being sued for some reason, facing criminal charges, you name it, going through the pain of divorce, all these sorts of things. People will come to the office with those matters, and we want to try to help them with that, but we want to go beyond that. We want to be able to offer them, if they ask for it, prayer and spiritual support. So not everybody who comes into our office necessarily asks for that or don't necessarily want it, but that's what we do. We come alongside and we help where we can in the spiritual matters, including prayer, any spiritual direction we can give them. I have even conducted funerals for some of our clients who have passed away when the family didn't have a pastor, because I am an ordained pastor. I work with Steve Taylor, Pastor Steve. We call him too. He's not just an attorney, but we work over in the ministry at Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk, so we have that responsibility as well. So that's a little bit. Now, in addition to that, we have Bible studies. Now, let me back up for a moment and say, since we've had the COVID crisis, I'm working part-time and I'm working out of my office, so we haven't had any actual Bible studies on the property of the main office over the last year or so. But in the 10 some years I've been here, we've had Bible studies between 2 to 5 times a week, and we've had prayer sessions. We have we try to have events. For example, we get behind some national events like the National Day of Prayer, which happens the first week in May.
Next week.
Yep. And we also do See You at the Poll, which happens in September in public schools across the country. We join with them in having our own poll service, the flag pole in front of our property. So we do that, and among other things. And we're also closely associated with such great organizations as Family Research Council and the Family Foundation and the Foundation for American Christian Education. So these are all wonderful Christian organizations that we thank God for, that are on the front lines fighting the culture wars. So those are some of the things that I do. Again, not so much right now until this whole COVID crisis passes. But even at home, I engage in writing and research, keeping our website going. And our website, by the way, if you are interested, is that you might want to know that this is a separate website from the one that Steve's been talking about. I'm going to ask Colleen just to step in right now and tell us what that is.
His regular website for Alliance Legal Group is debtfreeva.com, and that's where you can chat and interact when you have questions regarding specifically with bankruptcy and those kind of things. But like Don was saying, they're also involved with the Christian Rights Ministries, and they have a separate entity for that. I'm going to give out the phone number here as well. If you have a question for Pastor Don, you can call right now at 488-5299. It's 488-5299. And it is just fascinating to know in our culture that we're living in today, that there's a lot of different things that could come up in our lives and in our ministries. And so it's good to know that we have people who are willing to come alongside and know what's within our rights and what's within the jurisdiction of what we can do and what we're able to do. So again, Don mentioned how they can get in touch with the ministry there.
Thank you for that. So anyway, the other link that you should be aware of is www.christianrights.org. www.christianrights.org, and that is the 501c3 ministry associated with the Alliance Legal Group. And if you want to send me emails, it's chaplain@christianrights.org, chaplain@christianrights.org. Now, what I do is about once a week, I send out a devotional. And that devotional is based upon the Gideon Bible reading plan. Every Monday through Friday from 8 to 8:30, we meet on Zoom. And again, we used to meet together physically on the property, but now we have Zoom meetings, and you're more than welcome to join us. And it is a Bible study from 8 to 8:30 a.m., Monday through Friday, on Zoom. And if you're interested in getting involved in that, you just send me an email at chaplain@christianrights.org. And if you don't mind me sending you an email about once a week, which is a devotional based upon the Gideon Bible reading plan. We follow the Gideon Bible reading plan, and so I write a devotional or prepare a devotional based on the assigned passages that are out of that schedule. And if you're interested in that, you're more than welcome to receive that devotional. You're more than welcome to join us at our Zoom meetings, 8 to 8:30, Monday through Friday. I also invite you to go to the website itself, and there you will find some devotionals that are posted in the blog section of christianrights.org. So again, that information is available for you, and we're continually developing and working on the website because we want to make sure that you stay informed. Another very important thing that I do in this ministry is that I read off news from alternative news agencies other than the mainstream media. Because if you don't know, you should know that we don't get a lot of reliable information from mainstream media anymore.
Not anymore.
So slanted. Yes, not anymore. It's pretty much become the propaganda arm of a progressive left wing. The days of objective news reporting are pretty much over. I always thought that's what a journalist was supposed to do, was to offer objective news.
What I was taught. I had a little bit of journalistic background.
Yeah. Well, that I guess right what we have now are newsmakers and editors, and they want to tell us what we should know.
Or what the opinion is, yes.
Yeah. So what I will do on the Zoom broadcast every morning, every weekday morning, is I will share news items from the family. Well, now that went out of my mind. The OneNewsNow.com, the American Family Association, has a great website for news that they publish every day. You've got stuff from organizations. Well, even CBN has good news, I think. They have a good news section. Christian Post is another one. WorldNet Daily. Those are just a few.
More and more are coming, I think, as I've seen, you know, as things have changed in our culture.
Yep. And you should be thankful for a radio network like this one, the Lighthouse Radio Network. Is that correct? Did I say that correctly?
The Lighthouse. It's WPMH, the Lighthouse.
WPMH, the Lighthouse. You should be thankful for this because you're going to have programs that will give you the truth, trustworthy, reliable programs, not just Bible preaching, which is, of course, great, but also things that you're going to get like from ACLJ and other groups. And Colleen mentioned to me that the Family Foundation is having a weekly broadcast as well. Now, let me just ask you this, Colleen. How do you get your hands on a program guide?
Oh, okay. Well, they can either go to mylighthouseradio.com, and our programs are all listed there under the program guide and link directly to the individual ministries. So you can click on there, and it links there. Most of the ministries, most of the programs have their audio available for you to listen to. And if you're not savvy to do that or don't want to do that, we can actually either email you a copy or mail one. I have listeners who will call me and say that they want a bunch of them because they're going to a Bible study or a church service or something like that, and they want to pass it around. So certainly you can call us here at the station at 488-1010 or email me at Colleen@cpbroadcasting.com, and I'll get that out to you. So thank you for that plug, Don.
Oh, sure. Well, I happen to think that we all have to get together here and fight the good fight of the faith as genuine, authentic disciples. All right. So I happen to think there's been too much sectarianism in our days where we had relative peace and we could fight each other, but we're past that point now, where we actually need to stand together. I attended Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia, where I earned my PhD, and the founder of Westminster Seminary was a great stalwart of the faith called J. Gresham Machen. That was his name. And he had written a number of great books, including Christianity and Liberalism. But one of the things that Machen emphasized, because he was right in the middle of those battles in the mainstream denominations, especially the one that he was in the PCUSA, but he helped to lead a group of conservatives out from the PCUSA to form Westminster Seminary back in the 1930s. And he basically said that he doesn't really have any interest in fighting other Bible-believing Christians, even though he had his own convictions regarding doctrine and orthodoxy, and there, certainly all Christians will affirm a certain set of orthodox truths, otherwise they're not Christians. But he said in some of these other matters that are not necessarily central to the faith, he said he's willing to allow a little bit of leeway because we all need to fight together against this onslaught of liberalism. Now we're seeing the same thing in our culture now, almost 100 years later, where we aren't just fighting among liberal denominations, but we're fighting for our very survival as evangelicals. And the general attitude toward evangelicals by many is not positive. As a matter of fact, it's often quite hostile. And the reason for that is that if you just take a stand on biblical ethics, if you take a stand on matters relating to marriage and God's design for sexuality, you don't even have to say anything negative about anybody, but you just raise your flag up and say, I believe in marriage as God designed it. I believe in two sexes as God designed it. I believe that all the races are created by God and that there really isn't many races, but one, the human race. And if you affirm that, on and on the list goes, you are an enemy. You are a hater. You're a bigot. You could be called a white supremacist. A lot of different labels are thrown at people just simply for taking a stand and saying, well, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. You know, I happen to be this way. I haven't changed. I don't think Colleen has changed. Most evangelicals haven't changed, but the culture has changed, but they seem to think that we're the ones that are the weirdos now.
And the biblical truth hasn't changed either.
No. I like to compare it to a lighthouse that's standing on the right there on the shore, built on a solid rock foundation, and you have this lighthouse, and there are people that are in a boat, and they look at that lighthouse, and the boat starts to drift further and further and further away, and the lighthouse gets smaller and smaller, and say, look at that lighthouse. that lighthouse has certainly changed, hasn't it? You know, and we're thinking, oh, wait a minute, who's the one who's moved? You, the guys who are in the boat, you don't have a rudder, you don't have a sail, you don't even have a compass. You're just out there, and you're just going to go whatever way the wind blows. So if the winds of culture blow this way, then you're going to go that way. If the winds of culture blow that way, then you're going to go that way. And one of the tragic things is that I am seeing is that even Christian organizations, Christian schools are doing that. I'm just going to come out and name one because it's in the news. Seattle Pacific University in Seattle, Washington, and I attended a seminary in Washington State, but Seattle Pacific University's faculty, by a 70% vote, voted no confidence against their board of trustees. The board of trustees are just trying to hold the line for students who want admission into the university and for faculty seeking jobs at Seattle Pacific University. There was a man who wanted a certain post as a faculty member at Seattle Pacific University, and he was denied that because he practices homosexuality. He believes in it. He thinks it's okay to harmonize the Christian faith with his homosexual lifestyle. Well, he's certainly entitled to those beliefs. He certainly is. Okay. But Seattle Pacific University has had this historic statement that hasn't changed from the very beginning. And he wants to come along now and change that, try to influence people. And tragically, 70% of the faculty agreed that he should be admitted as a faculty member. Now, that's what I mean by jumping on a boat and going offshore and being subjected to whatever direction the culture winds are blowing. So
you've probably seen that, like you mentioned, you know, Christian education or churches and things like that. I'm sure within Christian Rights Ministries and maybe in the past, but certainly here in the present and going into the future, you may have some ministries or churches or schools that need to solidify their language, solidify their standards or however they would go about that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I'm glad you brought that up because there have been churches who have come to get advice as to how to write their constitutions to protect themselves. Every church, every evangelical, Bible-believing, non-compromising church standing on God's truth, his timeless truth, should have a statement or many statements now in their constitution that affirms the sanctity of marriage as God originally intended it and that affirms the distinction between the sexes. The biological sexes are unalterable and unchangeable, and they're only two, and that's the biblical stance. You need to do that. People get angry, let them get angry. That's fine. Folks, you know, they're entitled to their beliefs. They want to believe that, they can go right ahead and believe that. But we have our own set of beliefs, and I'm just telling you, you know, I'm going to be I can't think of a metaphor, but I'll just say that we are not going to change our stance. Mm-hmm. We want to speak the truth in love. That is very true. But in speaking the truth in love, sometimes we say things that people don't like. And they call it hate speech, when really what it is, it's speech that they hate. Mm-hmm. And they want to regulate that. Mm-hmm. Very Orwellian, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you brought that up, because we have helped churches with language in their constitutions to make sure that protects them. Not just that, but the use of their facilities. Mm-hmm. How should their facilities be utilized? You know, want to make sure that the facilities are used for events that are honoring to God, that align with biblical principles and that kind of thing.
I know this, you know, from working with having a daughter that attends private school or whatever, that they had to send a thing saying about restrooms and things like that as well. And so I'm sure, you know, you think of those things and it's like, you just need to be prepared. And we talked at the top of the show a little bit about the lawyer and the chaplain situation. Well, this is a perfect reason why you have that. Mm-hmm. You need the legal side. Christians need the legal side and ministries need the legal side as well. But then the legal side needs the ministry side mm-hmm. as well. So I think it's a good partnership and a good cohesiveness with that.
Yes, I think that's true. that's one of the reasons why I appreciate what Attorney Taylor is doing. Can you give that website again for those that were listening for bankruptcy and got this instead?
No, hey, I think it all goes together, but if you are interested in bankruptcy, and Alliance Legal Group is who supports this program that airs every Tuesday and Thursday at 12:30, it is debtfreeva.com, debtfreeva.com, and that's actually where Steve is today. He's within a case in a court session, taking care of matters there with someone who needed his attention today. But it's debtfreeva.com. We only have a few more minutes until the top of the hour. If you wanted to call in, it's 488-5299. We're talking to Chaplain Don Mills from Alliance Legal Group and the Christian Rights Ministries.
And that's okay if you don't want to call in. You can always reach me at chaplain@christianrights.org. And speak to me that way, and we can always connect and get you the resources that you might need. If you are a parent, a Christian parent, who is sending your child to public school this fall, you need to be aware of some of the things that are happening in the public school system. It's the public school system across the country is really under siege right now by ideologies like wokeism, and the progressive left, and we don't even hear politically correct that much anymore, but it's still more powerful than ever. And a lot of public schools are caving into what's called critical theory. And critical theory is basically a very divisive ideology that puts the blame for the problems that our country has squarely on the shoulders of the white man. And it's divisive. It doesn't unify us at all. It speaks in broad general terms. There are all kinds of logical fallacies associated with its stance and beliefs. It's majorly rewriting history. It's really just historical fiction. It's just making up things, the 1619 Project and things like that. So if you sense something strange that's happening, you know, for your child who's going to public school, they come home and they're given some gobbledygook about their sexuality, or that they're bad because they're white, or anything like that, you need to be alert to that, and you need to get on the school system and call them to account, because a lot of good parents across the country are doing that very thing.
That's definitely a show in itself, I think, and people need to be aware. And I think, thank you, Don, for bringing things to people's attention regarding the educational system and what people should be aware of, parents and grandparents, just concerned citizens.
Yeah,
for sure.
So let me just wrap this up. We have about a minute and a half. As a chaplain of Christian Rights Ministries, I oversee a number of things that pertain to religious freedom. Our Bible studies, our prayer sessions. Christian Rights Ministries itself is an organization dedicated to helping God's people be equipped for this day in which we live, offering them resources, educational materials, moral support, prayer support, you name it, that's what we're here for. And we hope that you'll take advantage of the information that we gave you. And one more time, www.christianrights.org. is the website. We invite you to go there and listen in.
Certainly take a time out to research and find out more about Christian Rights Ministries. It's christianrightsministries.org or Christian Rights. Which one is it?
Christian Rights. I'm sorry.
Christianrights.org. Christianrights.org. And yeah, find out more information there. And if you have questions, please reach out and let them know about that.
Thank you, Colleen.
We thank you so much. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you again on Tuesday afternoon at 12:30 for Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group, or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.